In 2010, Park Myers of Juneau was sentenced to 2 years probation and a fine for unlawfully taking big game and bear baiting. His hunting partner, Jeffrey Peacock, of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, was later sentenced to 3 years probation and a fine for his role in the illegal hunting activities. Prison time for both was suspended. Many in the capital city reacted with outrage over the death of the wolf named Romeo, but that was not the reason former University of Alaska Southeast professor Alex Simon decided to analyze the case.
As a sociologist, what I think is important to do is step away from individual personality traits and to look at the larger social context.
Simon has done that in the February journal, Capitalism, Nature, Socialism. His article looks at the reasons why many trophy hunters are hostile toward wolves and people who advocate for wolves. Simon is a hunter, but not for trophies. He admits he was personally outraged by Romeo's death and the way the case was handled in the courts. But for him, it's a chance to identify the social factors that may help explain Myers, Peacock, and others' animosity toward the wolf.
Over the last couple of decades, the public perceptions of wolves have become increasingly positive, and perceptions of hunters, particularly trophy hunters, has become particularly negative. And so even in a hunting state like Alaska, the majority of the public actually has a rather negative view of trophy hunters.
Simon says it's common for some groups to feel threatened by those who regard wolves and other wildlife. His research indicates that certain segments of the hunting population suffer from what he calls out-group anxiety.
The groups that are suffering from this out-group anxiety, a lot of times what they want to do is step in and punish the groups that they feel have had rewards unjustly conferred upon them.
Hence, shooting the beloved wolf.
You know, in the past, it might be in the U.S. South, maybe burning down an African-American store because they're seen as being too prosperous, so to restore the moral order of white superiority.
In this case, stories, books, and pictures were sold about Romeo. The wolf became a symbol of living with wildlife in Alaska.
With some people in this community, they really see that as an inversion of the moral order. There was certainly a lot of outrage about the crime, but there were also certainly a lot of people who really approved of those actions.
Simon taught sociology at UAS for 5 years when the black wolf was getting a lot of attention. Simon is now teaching at Utah Valley University in Orem, but he's back in Juneau to present his paper. He's speaking at 7 o'clock tonight at UAS Egan Library. He's already presented his thesis at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and Anchorage. He says he hopes the Juneau talk will attract some critics.
In both Fairbanks and Anchorage, I was essentially preaching to the choir. I suspect this will attract a wider audience. Hopefully, it will attract some people who are critical of my position.
Go to the KTOO website for links to Professor Simon's research and other stories about Romeo. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.